like that. Well, Kanye, all right. I got one. I'm one for, well, aside from the two songs that I picked by INXS and Aha, Take On Me, I'm one for like five on the rest of them. It's all right. That's why you roll.
I couldn't find Need You Tonight in the Maestro.
Really?
Really.
Hmm.
I'm no Bowleg or Jed Marshall when it comes to picking the right music.
Can you play YouTube videos over the air?
Yeah.
I try YouTube, maybe. It's not imperative. The show does not hinge on your ability to find Need You Tonight by INXS from the 1987 album Kick, which had four top 10 hits. That's one of them. The show does not hinge on that. Just be nice. A little nice touch. Welcome into Sports Saturday. Sports Radio 810 WHB in Kansas City and across the Midwest, cranking out 50,000 watts. You can also listen worldwide on the app, which you can get at 810WHB.com. The clouds had been breaking up, and now it's, let's see, I'm going to put on my meteorologist hat here. It's recloudifying outside. So, whatever. We had rain this morning for the Kansas City Marathon. Good show so far. In the 11 o'clock hour, we had David Leske on from Baseball Prospectus and Royals Review, talking about who the next manager of the Kansas City Royals might be. David Leske's preference is Pedro Grifol or anybody not named Mike Matheny. I think a lot of Kansas City fans would be in the same boat, same thought process. We also talked about the Little World Series talk. Yankees and Astros tonight, game six of the ALCS. Astros lead the series 3-2, and both teams are going straight bullpen tonight. No name starter for either team. They're both going to be working out of their bullpens. Mike Boddicker will be watching on his farm and throwing stuff at his television set. He's not going to be happy. Last hour, we had Nick Jacobs on from 41 Action News talking Chiefs football, life without Patrick Mahomes for a couple of weeks, and what that may look like. So good stuff with Nick Jacobs. If you missed any of that stuff, it'll be up later today on the podcast at 810WHB.com. Real quick, let me hit the college scores from the 11 o'clock games, and then I'm going to bring in Kevin Romery from Midco Sports in Lawrence. Clemson in a close one right now, leading Louisville 17-3 early third quarter. Tyler Lawrence has thrown through a goal line interception in that game. That's seven on the season for Tyler Lawrence. He's not even in anybody's top five of the Heisman right now. Big 12 action, Oklahoma at home with a big lead on West Virginia, 35-14. Wisconsin, number six on the road, leading Illinois 20-7, a little closer than I thought. Arkansas trailing Auburn at home, 17-0. I told you Iowa doesn't score much, and I told you that 17.5 point spread was a lot. Iowa's up 16-7. Listen to BP when I tell you about Iowa football. They don't score. If they get to 20, they have a parade in Iowa City. Here's the big one. Now, you ready for the big one? Florida at South Carolina. South Carolina coming off that big upset to Georgia, right? South Carolina at home. It's number 9 Florida. Midway through the third quarter, 17-17. Oh, God, please let it happen. If South Carolina pulls off an upset over Georgia and Florida, after not being ranked for either game, man. Kevin Romery, Midco Sports in Lawrence, Kansas, getting ready to cover KU and Texas tonight. Do you pull for the upsets, Kevin, for schools that you're not close to?
I'm going to say, if you're talking about the KU-Texas game tonight, the answer is yes. it would be great to change the current storyline going on with the Kansas football team, but... Yeah, I think so. I mean, if you're a fan of the Big 12, don't you root for a lot of these just because you'd like to see a little bit more respect for the teams that we see and follow all the time? Because I'm sure you guys get sick of it, too. Don't you get sick and tired of hearing about the SEC and yada, yada, yada?
Yeah.
And then it's fun. Hey, yeah, I always hate – this is the one thing I do not like about college football. I hear all these people talk about how every game matters. But the bottom line is there's really only about six or seven teams that are going to have a chance when the season starts that can make it to that Final Four anyway. So does every game really matter? I mean, you know, the NCAA tournament, trying to pick, even if you picked eight teams to make it to the Final Four, you might miss on three out of the four. But if you give me eight picks for the Final Four in college football, there's a pretty good chance you're going to easily get 3 out of 4, maybe all 4.
Yep. Well, the Georgia game was what mattered last week.
Yeah, that's one that's eliminated.
Yep. Yep. So, yeah, I'll pull for the upset. South Carolina, I'll pull for that every day and then see where they end up in the ranking. They're not going to the playoff, but see where they are in the rankings. First, before we dive too deep down into KU, tonight's game, Kansas and Texas, which you can hear live here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. For television folks, it's on the Longhorn Network. Kevin?
I wish I could explain this, Brad.
Well,
can anybody up here, does Kansas City, do the cable providers there offer the Longhorn Network?
Not that I'm aware of, at least not on my cable system. And I would have to go through the layers of what I have on Roku, whether it's, you know, Sling or, you know, name the different, you know, Hulu, whatever. I'm seriously doubting it's on any of that. And KU went so far as to tweet out this week on their official athletics account, kind of a backdoor way to watch the game, where you go through a video gaming system and sign up with, I think it's something called View, and then after 5 days you need to cancel that. And it was just like, what the hell?
All the alumni.
Yeah.
I'm sure all the alumni that have been donated to the university for years, just that's gonna be real easy for them. Let's just dial up something you've never heard of, subscribe to it for 5 days to watch one game, and then call and cancel. Are you kidding me? It's ridiculous. It really is at this point. And I'm with you, Brad. We sadly do not carry it. I say sadly on our cable system at Midco. But why would we? I mean,
you wouldn't.
It's University of Texas. We're not going to charge any of our customers a penny for the Longhorn Network for one or two things during the year. Maybe there's a, you know, volleyball match down the road that would be televised, or maybe there's, you know, a basketball game, because that's going to be the next one that KU is going to have to send an email out on and explain. That's going to be interesting once all these KU basketball games get harder to find. But isn't ESPN the one that runs the Longhorn Network?
Yeah,
right?
The worst TV deal they've ever done.
So if I'm already paying for my cable, which ESPN takes a couple of bucks out of that,
yep,
and then I'm signed up for ESPN Plus, which is another $5, so I can see a few of those KU events, then I have to pay again to ESPN for the Longhorn Network. So I have to pay them 3 times. Is that correct?
Yes.
If I want to get this game, I mean, it's getting crazy. How about this question, Brad? So maybe you can fill me in, because
sure,
you and I have both kind of worked on, we worked in TV and on cable side primarily.
Yeah.
When we've done it. So there was obviously this, where everybody kind of wants the a la carte kind of thing, right? Because you don't want to pay.
Yeah.
And so you kind of thought that maybe this online services, the apps and stuff, that you would just subscribe to what you wanted, correct?
Yes.
Kind of the way the future would be. But at what point do we get to where there's too many of them, and you can't subscribe to, you know, the cable thing was designed so that you could get everything with one simple step or one simple bill. How many of these services, now, because Disney's going to break away here pretty soon,
yep,
right? They're going to have their own thing.
Yep.
You've already got ESPN that's pretty much itself. Fox is its own thing. How many of these things is the point of diminishing returns for to be too much for anybody to want to subscribe to 8 different, you know, streaming services? I don't know. I don't know what the number is, but I feel like we're getting closer to that tipping point here.
Well, look, I banged my head on the wall many times thinking about all this, and, you know, my argument. And believe me, there's a reason they don't pay Brad Porter $100 million in corporate benefits to make these decisions. I'm not qualified. I didn't go to business school. I don't have a master's or a PhD or whatever. I'm not. But I'd be asked many times, why don't you do an a la carte thing? I'm like, well, they kind of want to force you to buy ESPN, because if they don't, you know, 60% of your audience may not like sports, and that's a big, that's $5, $6, $7 a customer. And so they were never going to do that. And this is the same thing when streaming first started. You'd ask a cable network, why don't we stream our games? Other people are, well, we want them to buy cable first. Okay, well, you're pissing off your customers, because, you know, what am I paying for? Anyway, I don't want to spend too much time on this, because it just, KU and Texas on the Longhorn Network. So if KU pulls the upset like they did a couple of years ago and the biggest win of David Beatty's career, no one's going to see it up here. So
exactly. I mean, imagine, what if Kansas wins tonight? I mean, that's so frustrating, not just here, but, I mean, it's not like people around the country. It would be a free advertisement for the University of Kansas. people are flipping through and they look and they think, oh my gosh, Puka's got 400 yards rushing and Kansas is on top 45-38 and nobody's going to see it. And that's a shame. It is. Maybe we're just old, Porter. We're old guys that are angry that just want all of our TV in front of us and we can switch channels, and the wave of the future is all the streaming stuff, and everybody will figure it out and it'll be fine. But yeah, it's going to be tough to find tonight. It's going to be hard to find tonight.
It's like the old Dana Carvey character from Saturday Night Live. When I was a kid, we didn't have video games. We played Stare at the Sun until our eyes fell out, and we liked it. So, okay. So the game at hand. The big news going into this game is that over the bye week, which it seems like the KU hasn't played in like a month, but during the bye week, Les Miles made a decision, pushed the button. That's an old mafia term, by the way. Pushed the button on his offensive coordinator, who originally was not going to be the offensive coordinator when the season started because they had one in place who left a week later to take the head coaching job at Troy, but decided to push the button on Les Koning and hand the job to Brent Dearman. Now, I'm not savvy enough here to tell you that Brent Dearman is going to change everything about the KU offense, but it certainly seems to be the right decision for Les Miles. What has been the buzz in Lawrence or on campus over the last couple of weeks? A, about the decision, and B, what he may do with this Kansas offense with Carter Stanley as the quarterback.
Well, I think everybody's excited. They're ready to see it. And if there was going to be a time to make that switch, Brad, obviously it was right before the bye week. I think the writing was on the wall that Les Koning, and you mentioned it, Chip Lindsey was supposed to be the offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
But he added in his contract that if he got a big offer, a head coaching offer, that he would be able to leave. And so he got the job. I think Troy was at his alma mater, or he had coached there. I forget the exact connection, but he had a big-time connection to Troy. So when they offered him the job, he jumped at the chance. And so he officially was here for weeks. It might have been a month. And so by the time you get that coaching staff in place, most guys are they're in place. They found jobs. And so Coach Miles was kind of stuck trying to find somebody that was still available. And obviously, Les Koning had a lot of experience. I think in a lot of situations, he would be a very good coach. I don't think he was a very good fit here. And he was never supposed to be the original fit anyway. So it was a tough situation for all parties involved, not just for Kansas and him, but for him even coming in and accepting this Kansas job. So I think KU certainly appreciates what he tried to do. But I think at the end of the year, they were going to make a switch anyway. And so at this point, the question was, why not make it now? And if Dearman was going to be their guy anyway, why wait another month and a half or six, seven games when you can start instituting a lot of the RPO stuff that he wants to do? Now, this Dearman guy, he's always been at kind of smaller schools until now. He's young. I want to say 31 is what I saw earlier in the week and when we went to his press conference. But he's really on top of this RPO stuff. He wrote a book about it. I mean, when it comes to gurus with this system, I don't know that there are many people in the country that know it better than him. At his last stop, at a small school, his offense led the nation all divisions in yards and scoring last year. And so,
yeah, wasn't it like over? It was over 500 yards a game, right?
Yeah, it was like 55 points a game, 50 some points a game, over 500 yards, and it's not. It's the RPO system. It's not like the air raid where you just come out and throw for all those yards. So I don't think anybody should be fooled into thinking, oh, yeah, this is going to become an air raid. They're going to throw it. That's not necessarily this offense. It's the quarterback is the one that makes those decisions. And there's a read that the quarterback has to make on a certain play. If a certain player that's in the read makes one decision, you hand it off. If that defensive player makes a different decision, then you throw the football. And so a lot of trust in your QB here. These are things that, Carter Stanley is going to be the guy to have to make a lot of those decisions. He had told us that he ran a lot of this offense as a senior in high school, so it is not brand new to him. Now, as far as how it'll look different, I actually asked that exact question to Coach Dearman at his opening press conference. I said, for fans, Coach, will this just look totally different? I mean, as soon as we flip on the TV and just see the first offensive series, will it just be totally obvious to us that, wow, this is something different? And the simple answer is really, it's like, no, it shouldn't be like that. He's like, with the exception of hopefully the plays will be more successful. Hopefully that will be the change in that. So, and I totally understand that. I'm like, okay, fair enough. But, you know, it's not like you're just going to flip it on now. It's going to be five wide, and they're going to be totally spread out the way they are. So, you know, as far as when they line up and the personnel and this and that, it may not look a lot different right away. But, you know, I also asked him, I said, the one game that stands out to everybody is said BC game. I mean, that's still almost it's unexplainable in so many cases.
Right.
Everything works so great. And he did say, he's like, you know, there are some other different factors that made that work. And a lot of that may have been the defense that BC was running and some of the things that they were doing that allowed some of that. But you know, the simple answer is run the BC offense all the time. I mean, same guys. You know, I think he's got some – there's a lot of different things he wants to do with some of these guys, though. And if you watch Miles to Go on ESPN Plus, if you, you know, pay for one of those extra subscriptions – when the players were meeting him, and some of your listeners may have seen this, Pook is going through the line saying, "Congratulations, coach," and he kind of pats Pook on the back and looks at him and it's like, "We're going to get you to the edge. We're going to get you outside where you can run." And so he obviously sees some things that he wanted to do differently, as opposed to where I know Kansas fans seem frustrated at times where it was just Pook is straight ahead, and we all know what Puka can do. And so maybe those are things that we'll notice tonight. It's some more stuff that, you know, this sounds crazy, but maybe some things that Coach Beatty did with Puka last year that seemed to be way more successful than how he's been used this year. So we'll see. Maybe I'm totally wrong. Maybe we flip it on tonight and right from the get-go, it all looks totally different. But we keep getting the impression and keep getting told when we ask the questions that a lot of these plays are already in there. And the offense isn't going to look totally different, just the way they set up and the style and the personnel. But hopefully the way they're doing and the decisions that are made during the play, hopefully the results will be more successful offensively.
We're speaking with Kevin Romery from Midco Sports in Lawrence, Kansas, KU in Texas tonight. And you can hear that game live here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Because it will, nobody that I know of has the Longhorn Network.
Listenership should be great tonight, right?
Exactly.
I mean, the lodge is probably the biggest of the year.
Yeah, unless you can find like a illegal feed on Reddit, which I don't encourage or support or suggest. Or anything like
that. It should be. Maybe this contract is great for radio, right?
Yeah, it is.
Great
exactly.
For radio.
You nailed it, Kevin.
When I was a freshman in college, not all KU games were on. I remember sitting in our dorm rooms listening to some of those games back
sure,
in the day.
Sure. A couple of more
progress.
A couple of more things about KU, and then I have to take a break. If you can stay on, I want to get into the rest of the Big 12. If you got a few extra minutes after that,
let's do it.
Okay, so let me give you a final thing here on KU. Carter Stanley, and you know, with the changing coordinators and moving to the RPOs. I have a ton of respect for Carter Stanley just because of the crap he's put up with over the last 3 to 4 years and sticking with it and being a leader and finally getting his chance. And he's a really smart kid. Does he have the game that can make the RPO work? Because clearly the air raid stuff from the last previous 3 years was not working. Does Carter Stanley have the kind of game that can work with the RPO?
I mean, if the RPO, the definition of the RPO is more of what happened during that Boston College game, then absolutely. You know, he doesn't have to be a runner. It's not that he's going to be running the football more, I don't think. Although I think that Coach Miles has absolutely encouraged him to do that more often if he has the space to go, because he's competent running the football. But he seems comfortable doing it just in the small burst that we've seen. He did say that he ran, as I mentioned earlier, some of this stuff in high school. And if KU is going to have any chance, I don't think, Brad, really there's any other choices here. We don't know officially who the backup quarterback is. But, you know, the one snap I think that Carter didn't take when his helmet popped off, it was, you know, it's Les Miles' son that went in. Now, that doesn't mean that maybe they just want to redshirt Thomas McVitie so that they have him for the next, you know, an extra year and he can learn the system this year. So that has not been said, but I get that impression more and more as we move along here. And so maybe that's the thing. So there's not many other options. I mean, if this is going to happen this year and the offense is going to take a big step forward and be able to win, you know, a big 12 game or two here down the stretch, I mean, Carter's your guy. He's a senior. I truly do think that he's got the support of his teammates. I don't think this is a situation of where, you know, he struggled and the teammates, you know, aren't in favor of him playing. So I don't get that indication at all. And so if it's going to be good this year or at least headed in the right direction, I think Carter Stanley's your guy.
All right. Be interesting to listen to it tonight and then hopefully get some highlights somewhere. Okay.
We'll have to do like the old days, Brad, but watch SportsCenter.
Yes.
And wait for the rain. Wait for the Texas highlights to come on.
Yes, exactly.
Unless KU pulls the upset, might be the lead story.
No, could be.
Go.
Dare to dream, folks. Dare to dream. All right, Kevin, sit tight. We'll come back and we'll talk a little more college football. We'll roll through the scoreboard and bring in the entire Big 12. And we'll get that rolling. We're speaking with Kevin Romery from Midco Sports in Lawrence, Kansas. They're taking on the Longhorns tonight. You can hear that live here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Quick timeout. You're listening to Sports Saturday. My name is Brad Porter. Joshua Byers is running the show. You're on Sports Radio 810 WHB. That's what I'm talking about, Joshua. You found it. Where'd you find it? You had to go to YouTube to find it? Or? All right. Need You Tonight by INXS. Mentioned this earlier in the show, but I realize not everybody is just glued to the radio for the whole 3 hours. INXS, 1987 from the album Kick. 4 top 10 hits. This one, Need You Tonight, Mystify, Devil Inside, and New Sensation. Kevin Romery, did you get a kick out of the album Kick from INXS?
I did like them back in the day. I'm not gonna lie. It's list off the songs you just mentioned.
New Sensation.
Oh yeah, that was obviously the biggest one.
Yep. Devil Inside. Every single one of us, right?
That was a good one.
Need You Tonight, which we just played. And and Mystify. Mystify Me.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
It's a pretty good run.
Yeah, absolutely.
That was all on the same album.
Yeah, all 4 on the same album.
And then, the word album. And then, like everybody under the age of 30 knows what an album is.
It was on vinyl. Yeah, it's unfortunately their lead singer, I'm not going to go into the details of that. We all know what happened.
Yeah, but there's no reunion tour, right?
No, they're never going to play together again. So
not the original, but that's unfortunate.
At least not the original. We're back on Sports Saturday, Sports Radio 810 WHB in Kansas City. My name is Brad Porter. Joshua Byers is running the show, and our guest is Kevin Romery from Midco Sports in Lawrence, Kansas, KU in Texas tonight. Kickoff at 6 o'clock, and you can hear it live here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Just a quick scores from around college football here. Oklahoma rolling away from West Virginia 49-14. By the way, Kevin, the Sooner Schooner, the covered wagon, rolled over and people were ejected.
When are they gonna... no seatbelts on that thing, huh?
No. When are they going to? I mean,
it's not the first time that thing's gone over.
It's amazing no one's been hurt, either in the Sooner Schooner or with the Buffalo. What's his name out in Colorado?
Ralphie.
Ralphie the Buffalo or the Longhorn.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
Ralphie scared me one time. Back in the old days, I went to a KU game there, and we were covering it down on the sideline. And it's not that I wasn't paying attention, Brad, but I wasn't exactly sure the route that they run Ralphie on the field.
Right.
When they're doing that thing. And, oh, man, the cage where they run him to after they let him go was right behind us. And you kind of look up, and you're watching it on the video screen. Next thing I know, man, that thing is hightailing right at us. And I was nervous. I'm not going to lie. We jumped to the side, and he went right by us, and I thought, this can't be a great idea.
No.
There's no way that those 8 guys or how many, they can't hold him.
No.
If that thing wants to really get loose, there's no chance those guys can do anything.
No, and it's not like there's an emergency brake on the Buffalo, like you pull the horn and all of a sudden,
I don't know.
Maybe there have been serious accidents. I remember that. Who's the sideline reporter from the Big 12? I think he's funny as heck. He tried to run with Ralphie one year with the
Jim Knox.
Yes, Jim Knox. And yeah. I wasn't a good idea, I don't think, but he's a good guy. So anyway, Oklahoma's rolling, even though the Schooner went over and threw everybody out. Clemson in a close one with Louisville. Clemson only leading 17-3. That's almost at the end of the third quarter. Wisconsin in a close one, leading Illinois 20-14. That's kind of a shocker. Almost the end of the third quarter. Mm-hmm. And South Carolina now leading Florida 20-17 with 13 minutes to go in the game. Auburn pounding Arkansas 31-3, and Iowa 19-10 leading Purdue. And Iowa has one touchdown. The rest are all field goals, which is not a shock. And I'll flip over to the Big 12 scoreboard here for the games that are not Oklahoma. Of course, when I click on Big 12, there we go. Iowa State leading at Texas Tech 27-16. I don't know what to think about Texas Tech, Kevin. I mean,
they've got Jed Duffy as their backup quarterback.
Yeah.
He doesn't really fit the mold. He's actually from one of the high schools in my hometown there in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. And he was a great quarterback, but I think he was a four-star guy. He was one of the best players in the state, but he was more of a runner and a passer, not just a pure passer. And so I never understood why he was a good fit. And he was recruited back, a couple years ago when Coach Bro was there. And so I never fully understood what kind of fit he would be at Texas Tech. I always thought he'd be a great quarterback, but I didn't think that was a very good fit for him. And I think I'd have to look at the stats and the scoreboard today, but I kind of feel like he struggled as the QB there because he wants to run it more.
Mm-hmm. All right, just looking at some other games around the Big 12 today, you got K-State and TCU coming up in just a few minutes at 1:30. Let me check that spread real quick. TCU is laying 4.5.
It's in Manhattan, right?
It is in Manhattan, yes.
K-State, that team has struggled scoring since Big 12 play.
Yeah.
I don't know what's up with that. Yeah. To be honest with you, it was very surprising. After that win on the road at Mississippi State, I thought the offense looked really good, and since then it hasn't been very good.
Mm-hmm. Then at 3 o'clock this afternoon, a game that I'll be kind of interested to watch, as will our good friend Mick Schaefer. Number 18, Baylor in Stillwater to play Oklahoma State. And, Kevin, Oklahoma State is a 5-point favorite against Baylor.
They're so up and down.
Yeah, I know.
They've got a couple decent wins, and then they have a couple of weird losses. Strange team right now.
Yep. And then, of course, tonight, KU in Texas, the Longhorns are favored by 21. Let me ask you this, because I want to kick around some other college games going on today, and I'll give you a couple of games, two or three, four games. You tell me the must-watch game for you. Pac-12 fans are going to be into Oregon and Washington. That's number 12 versus number 25. Oregon favored by just 3, and they got a solid defense and everything. I think they're missing one of their key starters. Other games that might be of interest today: Missouri and Vanderbilt. Missouri is a 21-point favorite, which seems kind of big to me.
Kentucky and Columbia.
It's in Nashville, which is a
wow.
If you're a Missouri fan, that is a great road trip. Fantastic. Kentucky and Georgia doesn't sound big, but you never know. Georgia's a 24.5-point favorite. That seems big to me. I wouldn't touch it. And then you get to, before I get to Michigan, Penn State, you get 17 Arizona State at 13 Utah, with Utah being favored by 14. I'll tell you just personally, Kevin, I'm rooting for Arizona State. When they hired Norm,
like their coach, don't you?
Yeah, when they hired Herm Edwards, I was happy for him because he's a super good dude, and the sound bites are endless. I thought he might be in over his head in the college game. You're recruiting 16 and 17 year old kids. You have never done this. You've got to run a program. You have to become a CEO. I'm happy, but I'm also very impressed. They're 5-1. I'm impressed.
I agree with you. When they hired him, I thought, I don't know if that's a great fit. Can he translate to the younger kids because he's an old school kind of guy? He's been doing it a long time. He's been in the NFL for a long time where you don't have to recruit. You just get to draft and pick the players you want. But he has done an outstanding job there. in that system. And like you said, the best part, Brad, he's fun.
Yes.
He's great. He'd be great to cover if you were living in Arizona.
And everybody's seen all of his great sound bites over the years. You know, you play to win the game. And, you can do what you want, but sooner or later, Easter's coming. You better start coloring eggs, which is like, okay. And then one of my favorite ones, I think he gave the lecture at the rookie symposium for the NFL, which is great.
Perfect guy to do that.
He's perfect.
Perfect guy for that.
And he's stressing the importance of saving money because you get 17 game checks a year, and then you got to get by on the rest of the year without checks. So you got to save money. And one of his big things was for the rookies, how many watches you need? Because they all want to wear, you know, the big watches and the bling and all that. How many watches can you wear at one time? One. How many watches do you need? One. How many cars can you drive at the same time? Just one. You need one car. How many homes can you live in at one time? Only need one. And this was the funny part. He goes, and when it comes to your wife or your girlfriend, only one, but not one of each. Because it gets you in trouble. So I can imagine the lectures have changed a little bit to fit the college level.
Yeah, but it probably still works.
Yep.
It probably just changes the verbiage just a little bit.
Yep. And then, of course, the big one tonight that's been touted, I think we're on a full 7 days of touting this game. Number 16, Michigan at number 7, Penn State. Penn State is a 7.5-point favorite. And I'm telling you what, Kevin, being an Iowa fan, I've watched plenty of Big Ten football. It's boring. And Michigan is boring. The Michigan-Iowa game, I was kind of hoping Iowa would win that. But that game was – these games are turds in terms of entertainment value. They have name value, yes, but entertainment value, I appreciate a good defensive battle. But, man, there's a whole lot of nothing in these games.
You didn't love that 10-3 Iowa win over Michigan? Is that what you're telling me? Win is a win.
A win is a win. It's just
right?
That's what Iowa does. Iowa kicks field goals, but Iowa knows who they are. You win your 7, 8, 9 games, go to a nice little bowl game.
Yeah.
That's what you are. Here's the thing about Michigan.
Tell you what.
Everybody today on the national shows this morning on College Game Day, some of the experts, well, you know, for Jim Harbaugh, this is a must-win game. He's 1-9 against top 10 teams. He's just awful. And I'm like, okay.
Really?
And I use the Seren Petro rule. Okay, if you're going to fire Jim Harbaugh, who's the next guy you're going to get that's going to get you the wins over the top 10 teams in the national championship? Who's that guy?
Yeah. Urban Meyer's available, right?
He ain't going to Michigan.
Just saying. But you're right. You hear that all the time. And I say the same question to people. I said, who are you hiring then? Mm-hmm. If you're going to make that move, then you better already know who it is and know that person's interested in the job
right
before you let go someone that has the pedigree of like a Jim Harbaugh. Now, look, he may not be the right answer there, but I ask yourself this. Didn't Nebraska make a similar move like that many moons ago?
Yeah. They did it twice.
Frank Solich has done nothing but go to, Ohio?
Yeah.
And won like 8, 9, 10 games every year.
Beat KU.
And Nebraska's never even, sniffed 10 wins?
Yes.
Basically since he left.
And
they've gone through turmoil and change. And, I mean, that program would have been way better off if Frank Solich had been their head coach for the last 10 years.
And Bo Pelini won games. Ran him off because they didn't like his attitude.
No.
And admittedly,
Faux Pelini's great on Twitter, by the way.
Yes, Faux Pelini is fantastic. And by the way, yes, I get it. Pelini was kind of an ass, and you heard that tape that got made about how he trashed the fans. But yeah, haven't been able to dial up that magic since. But this Michigan Penn State game, there's a lot of hype, and I'm just warning you now, you are not going to see a whole lot.
Good. 17-13 is what you're saying?
Probably. The Penn State defense is just awesome, and Michigan hasn't shown any sign that they're going to hang 28 on anybody.
I think that's probably I don't know if it's the biggest game of the night, but at least the game that means the most for at least talking about the Final Four tournament at the end of the year. And, you know, bottom line is there's so many games to go. And I made the joke earlier when you and I started this, I don't know, a while ago, that not really every game matters. This game seems to matter now, but another 2 weeks, it may not matter at all. So we'll see. But yeah, I have not watched, admittedly, Brad. I haven't watched a lot of Big Ten football.
but I have seen the scores.
I'll say this. I have seen the scores. And like you have said, I've not necessarily been super impressed with what I've seen. Or I don't see the scores and think, man, I had to watch a couple of those teams.
Yeah. You know what?
That hasn't happened yet.
You know what's funny? I was talking with Joshua this morning when we got here to do the show. I was focused on high school football last night, as were you over in Lawrence, but I was doing the radio show here on 810. I didn't even realize Ohio State was playing last night. How does the Big Ten win? Yes, they did. They beat Northwestern, but how does the Big Ten put Ohio State on a Friday night in a state like Ohio, which is absolutely nuts about high school football? How do they let the Buckeyes play on a Friday night? Good gravy.
Should have been Northwestern Rutgers, right?
Yes, or Maryland or something.
Yeah, that kind of makes sense for a Friday. No, that's a great point. I don't know how that one slipped through the cracks. Interesting. That is interesting.
Yeah, sometimes you phase it out when you're focused on something else. And I got home and I think I look at my phone or was watching SportsCenter. So I'm like, oh, Ohio State was playing tonight. Okay, we're speaking with Kevin Romerick. Maybe that says something about me. I don't know. All right, you cover the Chiefs as well, Kevin, and we were talking last hour about Patrick Mahomes and, you know, what do you do over this week? Do you go make a trade for somebody else's backup? Do you sign a free agent like a Jay Cutler who's not even in the game? Do you not do anything? Do you just promote Kyle Shermer?
What is he doing right now? What do you think Jay Cutler's doing right now?
Well, remember, it was kind of controversial. I think his wife has that TV show, or they have a reality show or something. I don't know what her. She's a influencer, model, or something.
Right.
Cavallari or something. I don't know. I really don't care, doesn't it? But she was chewing him out. She's like, you need to get off your ass and get a job. And I was thinking, the guy's made, Jay Cutler, I'm going to guess, has made close to $100 million in his career, 80, 90 million, something.
I guess that.
My response to that, and look, he's got to not piss off his wife, right? That's his one job right now. Don't piss off. But if somebody would have said that to me, you stand around and take pictures and all that, have your picture taken for magazines. I got my ass kicked my entire life. I probably am going to have concussion symptoms or CTE, and my body's going to start breaking down. Can I just take a minute off, please? Can you give me a minute?
I would think, here's the deal, though. So you think that as one of those guys, and I absolutely understand why they would feel that way. And sure, it's one thing if it's, you know, Oakland calling for you to step in for a few games.
Right.
Is it another if it's the Chiefs, who honestly have Super Bowl aspirations?
100%.
And you tell yourself, okay, here's the deal. I'm only going to have to play maybe three or four games. I'm not really in it for the money at this point, because as you said, he's probably got $100 million in the bank, but maybe this is my chance to go get a ring. Now, do you want to be do you have a ring as a backup where you don't even play in the Super Bowl? I don't know if that's worth anything to you. But if ever you were going to do something like that, I think the Chiefs would obviously, you know, every quarterback salivates over all the offensive talent they've got on that team.
Sure.
But I don't know that the Chiefs, Brad, need to do that. Really, they just need to readjust their, I think, regular season goals. All right, going 14-2 or 13-3 is probably not going to happen now. Home field throughout the playoffs, probably don't need to be dreaming of that anymore. I think at this point, because it's, what, 4 weeks basically, then you get the bye week for the Chiefs. So you get a decent break. Just survive, honestly, these next 4 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
If you can somehow win, even if it's a couple of low-scoring games, and just grind them out. There was some life from the defense against the Broncos, obviously. Put those guys, you know, on the spot now. Make them win a game or two for you. If you can honestly go 2-2 in these next four and get to, what, 7-4 and then get Patrick back, I think the Chiefs are totally fine. You just need to make sure two things, that Mahomes is 100% when the playoffs start, and number two, that you're in the playoffs. I don't care where you go. If you're the wild card, sure, it'd be great if you could still win the division so that you know you would at least get to play one game at home. But the bottom line is, make sure he's 100% and just get to the playoffs. And I still think everything that you dreamed of before the season started, I still think that's still all in play. I really do. And if it doesn't cost you anything, and Matt Moore turns out to just be a if he's losing games for you, you know, the first week or so, then maybe you just you do have to find somebody, and that obviously have to find somebody to be a backup anyway. But I don't think you need to make a major overhaul changes here to find a guy. If there's anybody that great out there that could really lead your team, he'd already be on a roster anyway, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And so I don't know what you're really going to find out there anyway. And trying to learn, you know, the offense and the schemes to get the timing in a week, I don't know how realistic that really is, too, just picking a guy off the street that's apparently he's not even – Jay Cutler's apparently not even working out if his wife's yelling at him to get out of the house. So who knows?
I'm just looking at somebody for a possible emergency backup, not somebody to come in and start. By the way, Jay Cutler in his career, over $122 million. And
how many watches do you think he has?
There probably a few. I'm guessing he has
maybe
more.
A couple cars.
Yeah,
couple
more than one. Maybe. But coincidentally, his last season in 2017 was with the Dolphins, where that was where he played with Matt Moore. So a little tie in there. And by the way, the dollar figures that I got are off, you know, your favorite salary website, Spotrac.com. They have everything. He had an incentive. He had incentives in his career totaling $13,588 over 12 seasons.
That's it?
No, that's the incentives. That's not the workout bonus, the roster bonus, and all the other bonuses. Just this one little column for incentive, which it doesn't specify what it's for. But
I was going to say, what do you think that was for?
I don't know. Not falling down on your way down the tunnel? All right. Hey, Kevin. Enjoy the game tonight, Kansas and Texas, live here on Sports Radio 810 WHB, unless you can find a pirate broadcast on the Longhorn Network somewhere.
I know. I'm going to try. I hate to admit that on radio where they can come find me, I guess. Will they arrest you for that? But, yeah, I invite all Kansas fans, try to find it somewhere. You never know what you can find floating around on the interweb somewhere.
Right. Hey, Kevin, thank you very much. I appreciate your time as always.
Anytime, buddy.
All right, that is our good friend Kevin Romery from Midco Sports in Lawrence. We were talking college football, Chiefs football, and Jay Cutler's salary and his wife. So give Kevin a follow on Twitter, at Kevin Romery, and I'll spell the last name for you, R-O-M-A-R-Y, Kevin Romery, Midco Sports. We are late for a break, as always. That's just, Joshua, that's my thing. I'm kind of run late all the time, so it just happens. Quick timeout. We'll come back and we'll wrap up hour number three, and then we'll hand you off to ESPN Radio, and they'll keep you up to date and give you the inside scoop on all the college games today. You are listening to Sports Saturday. My name is Brad Porter. Joshua Byers is running the show. You're on Sports Radio 810 WHB. There you go. Little Brass Monkey, not only a favorite of mine and Joel Goldberg from Fox Sports Kansas City, but who, you said, Joshua, who was this the walk-up song for?
I'll just always remember it as Ryan Ludwig's walk-up song. Very random player, but...
from the St. Louis Cardinals.
But a pretty good walk-up song.
We tried to do lip-syncing for a talent show in grade school, and our choices were going to be Brass Monkey or Paul Revere. We did Paul Revere, and that did not go well. Especially in a Catholic school, that if you know the lyrics to Paul Revere, that did not end well. We had a little in trouble with that. Hey, we're almost out of time. This has been Sports Saturday. My name is Brad Porter. Joshua Byers has been running the show. Want to thank our guests today, all three guests, David Leske from Baseball Prospectus, talking who the Royals manager might be, ALCS Game 6 tonight, World Series possibilities. We had Nick Jacobs on the show from 41 Action News and co-host of the 4th and 1 podcast talking Chiefs and what to do with Mahomes being down for a few weeks, at least three. So thank you, Nick. And we just wrapped up with Kevin Romery from Midco Sports. Coming up later today, coming up next actually, we'll hand it off to ESPN Radio. They'll have scores and highlights from all around college football. And gosh darn it, if Florida's not built up a little lead on South Carolina right now, 31-20. I was so pulling for that, but... otherwise, no real upset possibilities going on right now. And then at 4:30, it'll be the KU football pregame show here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. And at 6, it's KU and the Texas Longhorns. So is that it? Are we out? All right. We are out. It's fun. I got an early show tomorrow. If you're up early on Sunday, I will be on from 8 into 11. We'll have some fun and do it again. Thank you very much. Joshua, my name is Brad Porter. We'll see you next time on Sports Radio 810 WHB.